Hello, Dave. How are you today?
Great, it's good to see you. Today we're going to start this video series off on the website, and we're going to talk about our year verse that the session has chosen and put before the congregation, and which you're well aware of. But let's read this. It's 1 Peter chapter 4, and it's verse 7 through verse 11. We'll put that out there as a memory verse for January as well. But verse 7 in particular is the year verse. So let's begin in verse 7 here. This is the word of the Lord. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another, as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies. In order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Peter's writing to people here who are dispersed and being persecuted for their faith. Is there any other context that lends help to understanding this passage?
Well, it's thought that this was written right around 62 or 63 AD, and that would have been the time when Nero was in power. Mm-hmm. They think that the Christians were facing great suffering, and if you read 1 Peter, you find that they are enduring great suffering, and that Peter wants to comfort them and encourage them in the midst of the suffering. Even just a couple verses after the passage that you read in verse 13, it says, "But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed." And those are kind of two themes here in this letter of Peter, one of which is suffering, but also rejoicing in the hope of the future glory.
Where we start for our verse for the year is, it starts in verse 7, the end of all things is at hand, therefore be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. There's verses in the Bible that have a lot in them, that's one of them. First of all, it says the end of all things is at hand. The context helps us there with regard to those Christians at that time, but what does this verse, what's it saying about the end of all things?
Well, it's referring to the fact that Peter is aware or believes that the return of Christ is imminent. Some have thought that perhaps it refers to the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, which would have been coming up. It would have been in 70 AD. And so some think he was prophetic here. But if you look at the context of 1 Peter, I think it's pretty evident that Peter is looking forward to the second coming of Christ. And even more than that, to recognize that Peter sees the time of the Lord's coming as something that's imminent. If you go to 2 Peter chapter 3, he talks about 1,000 years is as a day with the Lord, and a day is 1,000 years. And he addresses the whole issue of the second coming for the terms of not thinking that the Lord is slow concerning his promises as something slow. And as I was thinking about that in relationship to 1 Peter, I was contemplating the reality that to a child who's 5 or 6 years old, 100 years seems like a long time. But to somebody who's 85 or 90, 100 years seems to have gone by pretty quickly. And what Peter is trying to say in 2 Peter, and I think what he's saying here, is Christ is going to return. He's not saying when. A lot of people today want to say when he's returning. We don't know the day or the hour. We don't know the time of his return. Peter's not trying to indicate that. He's just saying Christ's return is going to be upon us, and how do we prepare for that?
So he's asking him to have the proper perspective.
That's right.